It takes real effort to assess and write up contractor performance, and a poor or incomplete performance assessment report doesn't do anyone much good. The Defense Inspector General took a look at 48 such reports prepared by the Air Force, and it found some weaknesses. Michael Rourke is Assistant Defense IG for Contractor Management. He tells Federal News Radio's Tom Temin why performance assessment reports are important and how they're being used.
Well, performance assessment reports are important because they provide source selection officials with information on contractors' past performance. So these are used by source selection officials across the government to assess how contractors have done in the past.
So not just contracting officers, but everyone on a source selection panel, for example.
Correct.
Who prepares these reports, and how often do they do it?
Well, contracting officers prepare assessment reports either annually or at the end of a contract. And they're prepared by the contracting officer.
So these are mainly used for the next time around that particular company might bid and on a contract.
Correct. It's used more or less as a report card to assess how well the contractor is performing. And it's done on an annual basis or at the end of the contract just to wrap up how that performance went on that contract.
Tell us about this report. What did you look at and what did you find?
Well, we visited and contacted four Air Force commands, Air Force Lifecycle Management Center, Air Force Air Combat Command, the 338th Specialized Contracting Squadron, and Space and Missile Systems Center. And we reviewed 48 PARs that had a contract value of about $2.4 billion.
So these were not trivial deals that you were looking at?
No, these were a substantial amount of contracts that we reviewed for the Air Force, and I think it gave us a broad perspective of how well Air Force officials were complying with this requirement to evaluate contractor performance.
What were they doing wrong? Were they submitting reports that were incomplete, or did they not follow some other regulation concerning these reports, or did they just not file them at all?
Well, we had two main problems that we identified in the Air Force of the 48 PARs that we reviewed. First, assessors did not prepare seven of those 48 PARs within the required 120-day timeline. So basically, there's a period of time after the year or after the end of the period of performance where the officials would need to go in and conduct that assessment, and they did not do that in seven of 48 cases. The second problem that we identified was that Air Force officials did not prepare sufficient written narratives to justify the ratings that were given for 37 of 48 PARs.
So they said, in other words, good, bad, not so good, excellent, but without really the narratives that would help the next contracting officer understand why.
That's correct, yeah. The intent behind PARs is to provide a rating and then also provide a written description of the performance that was conducted as well, so that the next person who comes along to review that information would have a true picture of what the contractor's performance was.
How long are these reports? How detailed are they? Do they have different aspects of a given contractor's performance in a contract where they might be good, say, on technology, bad on people management, that kind of thing?
Well, there are requirements in the FAR as to what should be assessed. So that's not something that the contracting officer would just make up. I mean, they have certain requirements in the FAR that they have to evaluate. So that is set across the board.
What are your recommendations?
We recommended that the Air Force commands that we visited develop improved procedures for preparing PARs on time within the 120-day requirement. We also recommended that the assessors or the contracting officials who actually prepare these reports take either training or refresher training on how to write PARs. And we also made recommendations on registering contracts, which is, more or less just ensuring that the system is set up in a way that will enable us to conduct the evaluation.
Were you a little surprised that they were not all that forthcoming or complete, these PARs, because they were written by people who themselves depend on PARs that other people write?
What I would say is that this is the second report in a series. Prior to looking at the Air Force, we looked at the Navy as well, and we issued that report on May 1st, 2015. And in that report, we found that the Navy faced similar challenges. For example, 42 of the 81 PARs that we reviewed in the Navy report were late as well. And then similarly in the Navy report, about 61 of 81 PARs that we reviewed did not have sufficient written narrative to justify the rating. So the results are somewhat similar to the Navy report that we issued a few months prior to the Air Force.
Sounds like there might be a training issue here.
Correct. And in the Navy report, we also had recommendations on training. And so that seems to be a common theme in both the Navy and the Air Force report.
And what about the Army? Have you looked at them, or are they next up?
Right now, we are in the middle of our audit on the Army. And so we anticipate issuing that report later in 2016. And I think it will be interesting to see as we continue on in this series to identify those common threads. And then oftentimes what we do when we do a series like this on each of the services and the defense agencies is at the end we prepare a summary report, which kind of summarizes and captures the common threads that are identified in each of the individual reports, so that if there are larger recommendations which need to be made to the department, we can do it through that venue.
These PARs, are they exclusive to the Defense Department, or do civilian agencies have a similar mechanism?
No, it is a government-wide reporting tool for contractor performance. So PARs are prepared across the board, and then the system which captures the PARs, known as CPARs, or the Contractor Performance Assessment Reporting System, is a government-wide reporting tool. So that is something that is across the board, not just in DOD, and it is meant to be used by everyone in the contracting community.
And what's the reaction so far from the Air Force and the Navy?
So far, the reaction has been good. I think we have had discussions with our audit clients, and we have discussed our recommendations with them on the Navy report. Obviously, that is issued in May of 2015. The Navy responded and agreed to take actions. And right now, we're in the follow-up process to just verify that they did make those actions that they said that they would take. And then in the Air Force, the report has only been out a little over a month, so we will be following up over the next few months to ensure that they carry out the actions that they told us that they would do.